everybody. This is Joel Kofasik of barnburner.ca, and welcome to the Barn Burner Radio Network. Our more than twice daily, even on the weekends, Fired Up Show is available on 114 platforms, also on the OSD Sports app, and download our app, the Barn Burner app, available on iOS and Android. Just go to the respective store, search Barn Burner, download it today. Welcome to a Monday Night Football preview of NFL Blitz with Eric Cohen. Monday night, we got the Cleveland Browns into the undefeated San Francisco 49ers. The 49ers are favored by 3.5. Can you believe that I'm saying the undefeated San Francisco 49ers?
Well, you got to look at their schedule, right, Joe? I mean, who've they beaten? They beat Tampa Bay. They beat Pittsburgh without Ben Roethlisberger. And week one was
Cincinnati.
Oh, there you go. Those are the three teams they've beaten. So, you know, I hate the rain on their parade. I do like the Niners. But, you know, we saw last week with the Dallas Cowboys on primetime, right? The Cowboys played a good Saints team even without Drew Brees and couldn't win. And the first 3 weeks, the Cowboys beat the Giants, the Dolphins, and the another cream puff. So, you know, it's hard when you don't play anybody. Washington would definitely be in the cream puff conversation. So it's difficult when you don't play anybody, and right now the 49ers have not played a very good team. Cleveland is by far the best team they've played. Listen, you got to be very impressed with what the Browns did to the Baltimore Ravens in Baltimore last week. It was a Nick Chubb show. I never thought in a million years that someone could run on the Ravens defense the way Nick Chubb did. So, you know, the 49ers are going to be aware, but listen, Cleveland hasn't won back-to-back road games in about a decade, so that streak also could be broken. There's a lot going on in this game. I think it's going to be a close game, Joe, and I think San Francisco finds a way to win the football game and go to 4-0.
The overrated Baker Mayfield is 82 of 139 for 1147, four touchdowns, six interceptions. Jimmy Garoppolo, who looks like me, 58 out of 84, 739 yards, five touchdowns, four interceptions. Which one is the better quarterback as we sit here today?
Well, it's funny you mention that, Jules. I think both quarterbacks can play better than what they've played so far this year, and both are expected to play better. Obviously, Garoppolo signed a very large deal when he was acquired from New England, and he had the season-ending injury last year. He has not looked 100% yet. And Baker Mayfield, a lot more is expected of him, even though he by far played his best game of the year last week in Baltimore. The whole Browns team really came to play against the Ravens. So I think they both have a ways to go before they're where they want to be. And that's a tough question, Joe. I think that both quarterbacks are good. I like both guys, and I think we've not seen the best out of either one of them yet.
Well, here's the story for Cleveland. Cleveland, this is sort of another must-win for them because next week they play at home against Seattle. Let's face it, that is probably a loss, okay?
Then they in Cleveland, they can beat Seattle at home, but okay.
But then they have a bye week, and then they're in New England.
Okay? Yeah, that's a game they're not winning.
So and then they're in L.A. So
against the Rams or the Chargers?
Rams. This is a must win for them because, you know, they're 2-2, but they could certainly be like 2-6 at the end of this. So,
you know what, Joe, you're right. The schedule maker didn't do them any favors. That's a real tough schedule. I didn't think they beat Baltimore. So, you know, the fact they got that road win was huge because you're right. If they lose that game and they're 1-3 with this schedule, they're probably done. But they saved their season with a road win in Baltimore. So this is a big, big game for Cleveland. Well, so they can beat San Francisco. It's a game, like I said, I expect it to be close. I think this game goes either way. So, but you're right.
You just picked San Francisco because of me. I'm quarterback.
No, I picked San Francisco because they're at home. I think with these two teams, I'm going to go with the home team because I think they're very equal. So that's why I went with the Niners.
And by the way, the Niners are not my team. They're Heather Tool's team. Heather Tool, the new co-host of Barn Burner Live. What do you expect from Heather? Did she do a good job in first week on Barn Burner Live?
Yeah, Heather's great. Brings a lot to the table.
Well, maybe she should be another co-host for NFL Blitz. How about that?
Whatever you say, Joe, you're the boss.
I am the boss. So as the boss, tell them how to get a hold of you.
Twitter, Real Eric Cohen. Don't be fooled by any imposters.
Come on. Who are you fooling? There's no imposters of you, Eric Cohen.
There is a fake Eric Cohen out there. Beware, my friends. Beware.
What? Does he have a good paying job? Does he have a hot wife? What?
Well, that I would rather be the fake Eric Cohen if that was the case.
Why? You don't have a good job? You don't have a good wife?
I'm not talking about these things, Joe.
All right. Thanks a lot, Eric. Enjoy
You're welcome,
Monday.
Joe.
By the way, Eric, since it is Monday, what do you think of the new Raw logo and everything like that?
Yeah, it looks great.
Eric, we're doing NFL Blitz. Why do you have to bring that wrestling? Thanks a lot, Eric.
You're welcome, Joe.